Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook on the grain markets for agdaily.com. Today is Monday, September 18th. Starting out the week, corn and wheat are a little bit lower, beans just a little bit higher. We're seeing some strength in the meal market. The meal looks to have broken out of a long-term trend line here. If we can close it up around this 313 area, it'll be a nice breakout on the charts. The weather over the weekend, pretty moderate. We don't expect any frost out there. It's still continuing to be very dry. The trade is looking forward to tonight's crop progress reports. I think we're going to see a decrease of 1% in the soybeans. I think it'll be steady on the corn. I believe, as most people do, that the bean yield is coming down here. It's just been too dry for the last 4 weeks to think that we're not affecting yield, though the early yield reports have been pretty positive. Certainly in the south on corn and beans, very positive. There's some good beans and some good corn north, but again, it's spotty up north. So again, I don't think we're going to see the bean yields quite as strong as what the government tells us. The demand continues out here. Good crush number last week. We sold another 126,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, 261 to China, so good demand continues there. Weekly export figures, a little bit light on corn and beans, and wheat was about expected, so no great shakes there. But, you know, the weather looks good. We're getting to that time of year. There's an old saying on the grain trading floor from Chicago that you sell grain on the Jewish New Year, which is Rosh Hashanah, that's Wednesday night, and you buy it back 10 days later on Yom Kippur, which would be a week from Friday. I don't know how much that's going to play into this thing, but I believe in the longer run we can see some higher prices here. We're trying to make a bottom in these markets. But overall, the weather looks pretty good, except for the dryness in the Midwest for the beans. The hurricanes that are moving into the Gulf, right now they don't look much of a threat to American agriculture, though they could certainly hit Florida again. They're going to hit Puerto Rico. They might hit some of the eastern board states. So we have to keep an eye on that. But for the time being, it doesn't look like it's going to have a major effect. And I think that's reflected in the wheat prices that we're seeing here today. That's really about it. We've got the dollar up a little bit here, but I still think we're going to see new lows by the first week of October. That could help the grains. The funds are just too long oil, in my opinion. That can be a drag on the market, but they're short meal, and that could offset it somewhat. They're still heavily short corn and wheat, and I think they need to be coming out of those positions fairly soon. That's about it. If you have any questions, you can give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.